Well, Prime Minister Scott Morrison was quick to turn his attention to domestic issues when he returned to Australia, as we've heard. But there are ongoing signs that his government's rift with China is deepening. Michelle Grattan's the political editor with The Conversation, and she joins us now. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Geraldine.
Michelle, on Insiders yesterday, the Shadow Defence Minister, Richard Marles, was pretty blunt, describing the relationship with China, having just been there, as terrible. Are we witnessing, do you think, the end of the of bipartisanship on this issue?
Certainly, the Labor Party has been very outspoken and differentiated itself in the past week or so. There's this comment and Anthony Albanese arguing with Scott Morrison last week about the status of China, whether it was developed or developing. So, yes, I think that the bipartisanship is certainly quite strained at the moment.
In fact, he was, I think, alluding to the fact that our China policy is really being conducted largely through the lens of the intelligence and security communities. And I notice on Friday, James Curran, the professor of history, and he was on Sunday Extra yesterday, arguing for a broader management of our China policy, arguing for a special subcommittee inside cabinet containing a wider range, and obviously giving more power, I suppose, as well to the Department of Foreign Affairs, to run China policy. Now, is this the sort of thing, given that I think the view is that Prime Minister Morrison did quite well, in a sense, in the US, juggling the two, the US and China, is this something that you think he might take up?
Well, on the point of the influence of the intelligence community, you'll remember that a few months ago in the run-up to the election, Paul Keating was making the point that China policy was too dominated by the intelligence chiefs. My memory is that he said this in quite colourful terms. And there is obviously quite a difference between how the intelligence community views China and the issues that it thinks most important and the stress it puts on foreign interference, and of course the view coming from the business community, which tends to say, let's keep the relationship in the best possible shape for economic reasons. Now, as for how this policy is made, I think that you can't exclude one section from that policy making within the cabinet structure, and whether you need a special committee, don't know whether that's really going to be a plus, but I think that obviously China policy will become more and more central to the government, but it is already pretty central, and I think that the Prime Minister and his ministers are very focused on it.
The Treasurer has announced the first full review of the retirement income system since the introduction of compulsory super almost 30 years ago. He's already taken some key issues off the table, though.
He has. He's said that the family home would never be included in the pension assets test, and he says that raising the age of the pension to 70, which the government, of course, wanted to do earlier, is not going to be back there in the frame again. He's also reaffirmed that the present policy is for the rate of the super guarantee to recommence going up, and of course the legislative position is that that eventually gets to 12%. My feeling is that while he's saying that this policy is in place, this is going to be quite a central argument and debate as this review gets underway.
And the 12% will be.
That's right. I think that there's a very strong feeling among some in the government backbench in particular that that shouldn't happen. And of course, some experts like the Grattan Institute have contested that that rise too, saying that it's not the most desirable way to go. So I think this is going to be a very, very live issue. It should be noted, however, that this review is not supposed to produce recommendations. It's setting out a fact base for the look at retirement policy. But I think it'll end up a bit of a can of worms, frankly, for the government. It's such a sensitive area.
This is what various people are suggesting. Thank you, Michelle, very much.
Thanks, Geraldine.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.